Om Shanti.
So welcome to this evening. We have our very divine Sudesh Didi here with us. Many of you have met her already, but for those who haven't seen her much, she represents everything that we know about our daddies. She lived with Brahma Baba, with Mama, with Daddy, with Didi, and you must have heard about Daddy Janki. She was so famous for giving knowledge and clarifying Gyan. So our Sudesh Didi now represents all of that. Very sharp intellect. She is currently the joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris worldwide. She has served together with Daddy Janki. She helped set up the international headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris in London. She served in Germany. She served in many countries. I first met her when she came to Trinidad, and she was very kind and motherly to us. So she helped us to understand why the Brahma Kumaris is called a family. So we will spend 1 hour with her this evening, and she will speak on the topic about being a bestower means playing our best role. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. These three greetings are the special qualities of the bestower. We have been hearing from the day one of foreigner season began. The topic has been becoming a bestower like the father. Just one word, benevolent. Baba is Shiva, Shiva. Shiva means benevolent. And so bestower means that do every action of the mind. Mind, actions of the mind are very subtle. Mind is invisible, but mind, what is given with the mind, with pure feelings, whatever is given with love, with selflessness, it is benefit for the self. You become bestower, that is giver to yourself. Because the soul, when it is giving anything with a pure heart, with mercy, with love, and selfless, with selflessness, brings a great satisfaction, inner happiness. Become like the father. Baba's first quality, he is praised as the ocean, unlimited ocean of love. It is the power of love that brings Baba and the corporeal world. In the world, when world has become totally degraded, became tamopradhan, reached batteries totally empty, to recharge our battery. We have become empty internally and make us full. So, all these years of the confluence age, Baba is bestower. After giving best, his play is over. The topic is become a bestower means play your best role. Reading my topic now, more attention is gone, that God's role is the best role which no one can play. He is the supreme director, principal actor, and yet what he does acts with selflessness, with mercy, with love. And the power of love is so strong that it gets printed on the heart, that our love for God, love for Baba becomes permanent, that even on the path of devotion, direct connection is not with God. We are not receiving that. But what we had received at confluence age, as Baba played the part of uprooting the roots of sorrow, removing the cause of suffering, and making us like himself to play the best role. Give your best to others. Generally, when the selfish motive is there, you give best to yourself, or you give best to your near and dear one. There is a favorism. There is partiality. But he is impartial. There is no discrimination in giving. That is the purity, the power of purity in giving, the power of love. And love means give and forget. Give and continue to give. Do your best, even on the path of bhakti, and in the world, do good and throw in the well. that is not visible means you don't want to make a show of it. It is not that you give best and you expect best. Best over gives best, but does not expect that you give him best, but you give yourself to best. And give it yourself with great love. What he gives us, the first thing, he gives us self-respect. We had lost our self-respect because we had lost our real beauty, our original purity, our original truth, our original inner joy. And instead of remembering that this belongs to me, we begin to beg from others. But we remembered it was given by God. The memory was great because something is really, really benefit, uplifted you, helped you at the time of sorrow. You can never forget the from the heart what is called gratitude for them. And so on the path of bhakti, then we gave many names to God. Though there is only one name, but because he bestowed upon us, first thing, because God is, he does good. Something which has gone very bad, he transforms into good and best, makes better and best. That's why he is best over. But the beauty behind is that after giving his best, he forgets for the whole cycle. He doesn't come in the golden age to remind us, hey, I had given you this paradise. I had given you health, wealth, happiness. But this time, as being merciful to us, he reminds us so that we have self-respect in us, that it is something, my inherent personality. Have mercy on yourself. Have been asking, oh God, have mercy on me. And in fact, now we have to play the role, help yourself. Those who help themselves help God. God helps them. So he makes us aware how you help them, help yourself, as first to be yourself. You had lost your own self. You had forgotten your own self. And you couldn't, when I come and show you your real beauty, and I tell you, you were so beautiful, and you had such an elevated stage, you were so divine, you don't believe. They said, so much we had forgotten. But then his love doesn't become less. We have forgotten, but he makes us knowledgeable. He gives us knowledge. It is, don't forget. Why you have forgotten? The time is changed. And now what is influencing you is your forgetfulness. And before you remember me, remember yourself. Who has this, all this love, knowledge, wisdom, purity, peace, power, love, happiness, benevolence? This is not in the body. This is not in the matter. It is not through the great invention of science. Purity does not come through matter, being matter consciousness. And your best beauty, your best respect, your best wealth, your highest honor was you as the embodiment, eternal qualities of you, of purity and peace. So he reminds, difference is that he reminds us and gives us a vision by giving the knowledge, very clear understanding. Brahma Baba believed what little children brought the message from the subtle region, that your stage, I mentioned this last time as well, that Gulzar Dadi, the age of 8 years old girl, she brought that there is a perfect form of Brahma, which is known as angel or subtle avyakta Brahma. And that place is called subtle region. Now, he did not see this himself, but he believed it because it was an innocence in that little child, what she has seen. And Baba believed it and started invoking that. He had a vision, Aham Chaturbhuj Tattvam. Vishnu gave him a vision that you are this, hum so so hum. He reminds us, but we don't believe it. In the reality, that is the problem, that we cannot become bestower ourselves and bestower of others. For the Lokic parents, the Lokic world, my grandfather had built, or great-grandfather had built a castle. And that castle had been, now still there after 300 years. And my great-grandmother said, this was your grandfather, great-grandfather built. And the great intoxication, I tell, this castle was built my great-great-grandfather. I don't even know it, but I believe it. My mother shows me my photograph when I was a baby. I don't remember when I was a baby of 6 months. I remember since the age of 3, my photo or my what blouse, frock I was wearing and where I was playing. If she tells me, reminds the story. But she tells me where I was born, in a very special hospital, which is very famous. And now when I pass through this hospital and somebody is with me in the car, I was born in this hospital. I did not see myself taking birth. But I believe it, and it is giving me happiness, the information. Information, why it is giving me happiness? I trust my mother. But what Baba is telling me, I find it very difficult to believe it. And when I don't believe, I don't be, and that joy does not live in me. Be and live in that. Be. Yes, I am child of God. Is it difficult? Believing that I am really child of God? Or it's only because my mother told me, my father told me, prayer, Godfather, and I repeat it. So we have become parrots. And this is why we cannot actually have the effect and do not act accordingly and do not become perfect. Defect remains in us. And so we believe what is real at the moment. We believe reality of our present time, but we don't believe the reality of our original stage. So then God has to make so much effort. Baba has to play a wonderful role to give me the vision of myself. And he speaks every day in the Murli, where you were when you came first time, when you come first with Sri Krishna, how the world was like, how the beauty of the world was, how rich it was. But now 2 diamonds people kill and do a great blunder to steal the diamond or take away diamond. And there gold and diamonds are building material. Do I bestow this happiness to myself, that my original childhood, as soul's childhood of the age, I remember only this year, this life age, and this life stage, but not all. So Baba the bestower has to take a role to play. Not only the father, he has to become a teacher. So he gives me, okay, you don't believe that you will be in the golden age. I tell you your story, that how you were in the beginning of the golden age, and that's why I am your teacher. I give you the knowledge. Bestow knowledge to make the intellect divine. The bestower of wisdom. The bestower of making the intellect, which had become tamo pradhan, doubtful, egocentric, make it real. Of course, have intoxication. but not ego. Ego is vice, vice. Negative traits, which give sorrow to others. And your pure intoxication and love gives happiness to others. Your self-respect gives respect to others. But if you want respect through the door of ego, you lose everything. So first he says, body consciousness is the doorway of suffering, so don't consider yourself body, value your body. It's very important, be fortunate that you have a body. Your body is also Bhagirath. Just like Brahma's body is Bhagirath, that God enters him. And I, the pure, perfect soul, have come in this body to use this body to perform righteous action. So this is also a fortunate one. My instrument is also very fortunate, because matter is doing, through matter, good actions are being performed. So self, mercy for the self, love for self. But what happens? Going through long time of sorrow, we remember only our winter. So he says, don't lose hope. In winter, your tree is barren, and you keep the photograph of winter. I show you a photograph of your summer. Summertime, you were full of greenery, full of fruits, full of nice weather, full of happiness, content. So, when he shows us, it's me, I don't see any sign of that. Though we are looking for that, it means we had experience of that. And then he says very clearly how gradually you lose, your weather changes and your stage changes. And it is the law of nature. It is the law of nature in the drama that everything gradually changes. Same story does not play all the time. Story is the same, but scene are changing. Actor is the same, but dress will change. Hero is the same, but he has to play a wonderful role where he is really hero and he plays the role of a prince and he had to play the role of a beggar. That makes him a hero. He plays best role. But he is not sorrow about. He is not sad about it because he thinks it's only a role. But what we do, role becomes real and soul becomes artificial. This is why we are not able to give ourselves the real power, empowering myself, bestowing best, give myself peace, because Baba has given, I need to have the yukti to take it. He is openly giving it, without any discrimination, without any expectations, but great hope and good wishes, and trust in us. expectations are not, but trust is there. And his heart, mixed with love, wish is there that I can make effort. So he makes us, by becoming a teacher, he gives us a vision, a four-armed Vishnu picture, that this is you are, whether you are in a male body or you are a female body, you are the true Saptanarayan, true man of divinity, Satopradhan. Gradually your stage decreased and you became Tamopradhan. Your battery is discharged, motor is stopped. Now is the time. And then he says, you had a crown of purity. You had the crown. You were seated on the throne. Okay, that throne you don't have, but this is your throne now. And the fortune is written on the forehead. Fortune teller reads the hands lines and the forehead's line. Fortune, tune with the before what you are. So he is, you were bestower of blessings. For that, it is the trust will come in you when you really become a Brahmin, means when you take a knowledgeable soul. Without knowledge and faith in you, you cannot help yourself. If you want to give your best to you, have knowledge first and recognize what is best. And even experienced vices are make us worse, virtues make us best. Ignorance is the root cause of all suffering. Knowledge is light and guide and lighthouse and might house. But we only get the information. Information does not give you taste. When you cook it, then you get the taste. But we want to see the taste by seeing it only. But in reality, everything is merged in something else. You have sesame seeds. By seeing sesame seeds, oil is not visible. My hands do not become oily. It sticks to me in my fingers. But oil does not come out. In order to get the oil from any seed, now you have to grind it. You have to actually make it soft by beating it. So Swadarshan Chakra. So you have to have, and which is known as knowledge. The play the role, Baba plays the role of a teacher, and we have to play the role of student and teaching myself. Give lesson to myself. One time in Delhi, Mamma was conducting the class of the Kumaris. And she was actually working, but very fond of giving course, but no time. And then Sunday, or in India it's only Sundays free, Saturday is not holiday. So she complained, Mama, Sunday I am free. This teacher does not give me student. And rest of the work which is not done by others, I have to finish for them. So I am busy in Karma Yoga. I don't give, I enjoy giving knowledge, but I don't get the chance. Mama said, you can give course or knowledge to your tenants. Tenants. She said, Mama, this is Baba's house and it is not rented house. It is Baba's house and no tenant is living in it. Only we Baba's children are living. Mama said, nay, in your personal house. She said, Mama, I don't have a personal house. That was my parents' house. I have come in Baba's home. Again, Mama said, at the moment you are seated on this throne and this is your personal house, these are your windows. Eyes are the windows of the soul. These are your ventilators. This, the air, what you hear from there, air comes from that. This is your door that you put in things and come out. So you teach. This is also temporary for you because we don't know when anyone can leave the body. Death has no calendar. So you can give course to your... When Baba says, be soul conscious, then you can see the body, but see the soul, you can give course to your eyes, your time. Even in your office you can give course. If not to anyone else, you can give course to yourself. Be knowledgeable. It was the song this which was played, Gyani Bano, Vardani Bano, Guno Ke Mahadani Bano. Be knowledgeable. Donate the virtues and become the bestower of happiness. Bestower, but today reading the word bestower, then another thought came. Baba does best and play is over. We do best, the play is over. Then the new play begins. We don't even remember that we were in the Iron Age and we had made efforts, or I had given so many courses. I had achieved the stage of a good teacher. I was appreciated as a principal. Or I was the senior, junior, nothing is remembered. Best is that you are always content, because, and then whatever you have done, love for true love for self is, let go the past, but remember the original past. Then you are best over of making your time best. You are saving your time. So teach, see, teach your eyes to see yourself a soul, another a soul. Teach your ears that I have to hear only Baba's words. I don't have to take part in gossip. So you are merciful to yourself that you are best over to keep your heart clean, your vision clean. Merciful to yourself. Otherwise you are your enemy. Be your own friend. That is bestowing. Playing the role with your soul, with the body, first play the role with the organs. The mind has to play the role with the heart. So play with pure feelings. Heart is happy, content. Autumn Baba says that you are a king seated on your throne, then you are seated on my heart throne because you are my loving children, and then you are seated on the golden aged throne. So he reminds us to be seated on three thrones. Okay, I cannot sit on three thrones, but one throne I have to sit all the time. But I have forgotten that I am a king, I become a beggar. So I cannot be best over. A beggar cannot be best over. And if I am not seated on my throne, my organs do not obey my directions. After doing it, I repent. Sorry, I would not have spoken that. I should not have seen weaknesses because I am wasting my time. When I see weaknesses, I am becoming weak. It is breaking my relationship with Baba. Not only relationship with this, it is making me my own enemy when I am seeing and speaking wrong things. So at least learn to become a bestower by practicing virtues first on your own self. Becoming all virtuous, so then I am calm, quiet, loveful, peaceful. I am giving best to myself, saving myself from the attack from others. I am building a very good castle of protection. Aura of light and might. So Swadarshan Chakra, by reminding how great I was and how great I have to become. And yoga power, of course, that is the best mercy for myself. I don't have any kind of what is called not favor to God or asan. Asan is, I don't know why it is called. It is not that means I am, God is obliged that I am remembering. No. So it is my benefit that I have yoga. So I have the power, yoga power, that is giving myself power to myself. And then I am naturally, patience I have, good wishes I have, vision is pure, I am bestowing others, relationship becomes good. You give happiness to others, you give trust to others, you give support to others, cooperation to others. Giving is receiving. It is like sowing seed to get fruit for yourself. That's the role we have to play. But then beauty is becoming detached. That is what it is best over. Detachment after giving, not singing my praise or showing others and getting a certificate. This is it. It is now, because I want praise from others, so I keep all the memorials. And Baba says, you see your own memorial. Your statue is giving everything to you. So give happiness to yourself. Bring faith to yourself. create love in your own self. Have mercy for yourself. And when my self container is there, then I can give it to others. My glass is empty. I cannot fill another glass. So this is why we bestow our... But God says, difference is that I don't need anything from you. But I wish that you become so full that it overflows and it goes to others. So bodiless, wiseless, trustee, egoless. Don't become a grasti. After becoming a Brahma Kumari, many Brahma Kumari, my center, my home, my thing, my student, well, free from grasti and become a householder. So very careful that I am trustee. Then God trusts me, then gives unlimited best. Then you become best to it. Selflessness, benevolent, merciful, well-wisher. Then automatically, whatever we are giving, the knowledge, Baba says, the best donation is that to bring, make others like yourself. Means, make them God's child. As you have received everything from Baba, give it to others. Nothing is going from you, but Baba is giving. You are just an instrument. It is coming from above, given to you, to give it to others, and then you are able to create your future best as well. The more yoga power you have, more rest you have at this minute. Not in the soul world, you will have rest here. Mind is not restless. Mind is not peaceless. Use the power more and more. Peaceful, loveful, blissful, pure, powerful, successful. So when you are full, fully satisfied, you are able to give to others. So great soul, a charitable soul, bestower of blessings, not by giving blessing, I bless you, I bless. That is not blessing. This is patience. Have patience. Have patience. Have patience yourself. But then what you give, Baba, connection with Baba to others, and your achievement, if others are receiving praise, bless them. You planted the seed. And if you are ancestors and you are longer in Gyan, others have come later, you are the roots. You should be very happy. Fruits always take place in the branches and some branches, not in the roots. I am very old in Gyan, so I should be in front of everyone. You can be engine and you can be also guard, can be behind as well. So the more, like Baba, bodiless, wiseless, egoless we are, the more play we role, like Baba, incognito, but very obvious, and it becomes immortal role, eternal role, forever best over. Sada Shiv. Sada means forever. Then it is forever benefit for the self and also benefit for others. From the golden age till iron age. Because sanskaras continue. Nature changes time to time. Body changes in every birth. Belonging changing in every birth. But my mind, my intellect and my sanskar remains with me. And that in order to make forever, I have to make this time ready that remains full. Even I use, but it remains full. And that is Brahma Baba's story. Many sanskaras of Brahma Baba's already before Shiv Baba entered in Brahma Baba's body. Then generous, forgiver, merciful, loveful, right? Forgive and forget. That is the best doing. Like Baba forgets for the whole cycle that he gave us in Golden Aged Kingdom. Om Shanti.